Have you ever really stopped to think about your teapot? I mean, how something so seemingly simple could actually change your whole daily tea ritual?
It's true. It's definitely not just about holding hot water, is it?
No, exactly. It's the experience, right? All those little things that take a simple cup of tea and make it, I don't know, a moment of calm, maybe, or a way to explore flavors. So today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. We're looking at the impact of the teapot itself, and we're comparing two, well, two real titans of the tea world.
The elegant glass teapot.
Yeah, and the traditional, really solid cast iron Tetsubin teapot.
Quite the contrast.
Definitely. And for our insights today, we're drawing on a really thorough review from Ceylon Wild Tea. It gives us a great starting point.
Solid foundation, yeah.
So our mission, really get into the features, the benefits, you know, what each one is best for, to help you figure out which one fits your tea habits, your preferences.
Makes sense. Finding the right match.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's kick things off with glass teapots. You see them everywhere. They look great, very modern, stylish.
Undeniably beautiful, yes.
But just, you know, beyond how they look, what's the real story? How does that design actually affect the brew? I'm always wondering how much that transparency really matters in practice.
That's a great point because, yeah, they look nice, but the transparency is more than just aesthetics. Think of it like a visual thermometer, especially for those delicate teas.
Okay.
You can literally watch the leaves unfurl, see the color deepen. It gives you this immediate, sort of intuitive sense of how the steep is going, maybe even better than a timer sometimes.
Right.
And they're usually made from borosilicate glass, which is key. It's heat resistant.
Ah, that's the stuff lab beakers are made of, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's tough. It handles thermal shock well, you know, going from cold to hot water without cracking,
Yeah.
much less worry there.
Okay, so it's not just for showing off those amazing blooming teas, although that's a definite plus.
Definitely a plus.
But it's almost like a built-in guide helping you nail the brew, especially for tricky greens or whites where like a few seconds too long can ruin it. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Precisely.
And I've also heard they're like super easy to look after.
Oh, absolutely. That's another big practical advantage. Cleaning is simple. And really importantly, that borosilicate glass, it's non-porous,
Meaning.
meaning it won't hold on to flavors from your last brew. You can make a really punchy pourer, rinse it out, and then brew a delicate silver needle right after with no taste contamination, zero flavor ghosting.
Wow, okay. That non-porous thing is a huge advantage for trying different teas. Versatility. But let's be honest, glass isn't perfect, right? There's always a catch. It's breakable.
It is inherently more fragile, yes. You have to handle it with a bit more care.
And it doesn't hold heat nearly as well as, say, ceramic or cast iron. So if you're easily distracted like me, or you like your tea to stay hot while you sip it slowly over an hour.
Yeah, you might find yourself needing to reheat the water or use a tea cozy, perhaps. I've definitely had my share of lukewarm tea in a glass pot because I got lost in a book.
Huh, exactly, me too. Okay, so glass is great for visual appeal, delicate teas, easy cleaning.
Spot on.
So we've seen where glass shines, but what if your priority isn't seeing the leaves dance? What if it's more about sustained warmth, a really robust brew, a pot that feels substantial?
Ah, now you're talking about the heavyweights.
Exactly. The cast iron Tetsubin, their reputation for keeping tea hot is, well, legendary, but why? What's going on there, scientifically or
It
sensorially?
really comes down to thermal inertia. Simple physics, kind of. Cast iron is dense, it's
Did you
heavy.
feel that?
Right. That mass absorbs a lot of heat, and then it radiates it back out very evenly and for a long time. Plus, many modern ones have an enamel lining inside,
Enamel lining.
primarily to prevent rust, which is cast iron's natural enemy, you know.
Yeah.
That also makes cleaning a bit easier. But the bigger picture here, connecting it back to the tea itself, that sustained, even heat, isn't just about convenience, keeping it hot. It can actually change how stronger teas extract. Think black teas, oolongs, pu'ers.
Change how?
It helps pull out deeper, more complex notes. Tannins can soften a bit. Flavors sort of bloom and develop over the time the tea sits in that stable heat. You might get complexities you wouldn't in a pot that cools down faster.
Whoa, okay. That's fascinating. So the pot itself is almost developing the flavor, not just holding the liquid.
In a way, yes. For those who enjoy letting a robust tea steep or sit, or who prefer a slower, more meditative brewing process, a Tetsubin could genuinely unlock different dimensions of taste.
That makes sense. And these pots, they feel ancient. They're steeped in history, right? Is it just Japanese or is there more to it?
Oh, definitely steeped in history. They originated in Japan, evolving from older kettles. They became integral to the traditional Japanese tea ceremony, the
I love
chanoyu.
that.
Their ability to hold heat was crucial for those ceremonies, which can be quite lengthy. They ensure the water stays at the right temperature. And beyond function, they're often seen as heirlooms. Works of art, really.
You can see that in the designs.
Exactly. Intricate patterns, beautiful shapes. They add this sense of heritage and artistry to the whole act of making tea. Plus, they are incredibly durable, built to last generations if cared for.
That durability and the aesthetic, yeah, huge selling points. Now, you mentioned the enamel lining, but some don't have that, right? I've heard about needing to season them.
That's right. Good can.
Can you just quickly explain what that involves for our listeners? Why do you need to do it?
Sure. So, for an unlined cast iron pot, seasoning is essential. It's basically creating a protective layer inside. You typically do it by boiling water in the pot multiple times, maybe brewing some specific types of tea leaves in it initially.
Okay, and the purpose.
It seals the pores of the iron to prevent rust. And over time, this patina that develops can actually subtly enhance the flavor of the tea brewed in it, preventing any metallic taste. It's a bit of upfront effort for long-term benefit.
Right, an investment in care. Good to know. Of course, besides seasoning, there are a couple other practical things, aren't there? They are heavy.
They really are. That weight is part of why they hold heat. But yeah, lifting a full petsubin requires a bit of muscle. That could be a factor for some people.
And they need more careful drying and maintenance than just rinsing out a glass pot.
Definitely more deliberate care is needed to prevent rust, especially if unlined.
Okay, so we've really covered a lot of ground here, haven't we? From the lightness of glass to the heft of iron.
Quite a spectrum.
And ultimately, choosing between them, it really boils down to your personal tea journey, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
If you're drawn to that modern look, the visual aspect of watching the brew, especially for delicate teas, well, then glass is probably your winner.
Right. Easy cleanup, versatile for different delicate flavors.
Exactly. On the flip side, if you're looking for tradition, something long-lasting that's a master at holding heat and really bringing out the depth in stronger teas like blacks or oolongs, then that cast iron tetsubin is likely calling your name.
That sums it up well.
Yeah.
The traditional choice for heat retention and developing those robust flavors.
Whichever way you lean, though, I think we can agree that investing in a good quality teapot, whether it's glass or cast iron, it really does elevate the whole experience.
Without a doubt, it turns making tea from just, pouring hot water into something more intentional, a ritual. And, this whole discussion, it raises an interesting question, I think. Beyond just picking which teapot you like the look or feel of,
Yeah.
how does really understanding these differences in the material itself, how does that prompt you, the listener, to think differently about the entire sensory experience of your tea ritual? From watching the colors bloom in glass to feeling that sustained warmth radiating from cast iron, how does the material shape the moment?